House Republicans voted Monday to further restrict when Hoosiers can vote by mail. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the GOP wants to encourage in-person voting, but Democrats call the measure voter suppression.
Currently, you can cast a mail-in ballot if you won't be available to vote on Election Day. Under a bill headed to the Senate, you would now also have to attest under penalty of perjury that you won't be available to vote in person anytime in the 28 days before the election. Democratic Representative Tanya Paff says that's going the wrong way.
Most voters won't risk trying to figure out their calendars, transportation needs, childcare, work schedules, just so they can request an absentee ballot. Instead, they just won't vote.
Republican House Speaker Todd Houston says there are plenty of in-person voting opportunities, which is true in some counties.
Every person in this chamber wants to encourage voting as much as possible. And I'm proud to say in Indiana, I believe we've done that.
According to the Indiana Civic Health Index, the state recently dropped from 41st to 46th in the country for voter turnout. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.